A couple of nominations from the Norm Hitchkiss Show, and both of them happen to be Norm. Norm seems to forget sometimes that he's actually on the air and his job is to broadcast.
Now, you guys are older than I am and have been around a lot longer. So you say that Norm actually used to be good.
Well, I think he still is. I don't think you should categorize it like that. I think he still is good. But from time to time, he just forgets to broadcast, like the other day here at training camp when Mike Ditka just walked by and Norm just thought he'd just stop his show momentarily.
Apparently, Pete Kendall was one of the guys who complained about the workouts that Dennis Green was putting Arizona through.
That they got in trouble for?
And, yeah, they got in trouble. Hang on here. Fredo, talk for me. I'm going to talk to Mike Ditka through the screen. What'd you say, Mike?
Mike Ditka's talking to Norm right now.
You bet, pal.
It's Friday morning.
He's agreed to come do the show.
This is good radio right here.
This is ESPN segment
what?
Here.
Such a left turn.
Now everyone, including all the what? Cowboys PR staff, think we're in a commercial break, even though
what?
We're not in a commercial break.
Oh. You do all your segments at once? What if things
good
change?
Good morning, Georgia Craig.
Oh,
right
my
now.
Gosh.
Look at that. I'm telling you, Norm needs to be inside because he's so easily distracted out here. He's a kid in a candy store. It is incredible. I'm about to have to put you on the other side of this table, Norm, facing a wall.
You need a vacation, Norm. You need to take your pill.
Well, see, the nice thing is I worked for ESPN for several years, back in the early and mid-90s.
Oh.
I've worked with these guys.
Yeah, well, that's nice for you and them, but it's not really too nice for our listeners.
Good job.
What were we talking about, Fredo? Pete Kendall, right?
Pete Kendall.
Hey!
Got cut from the Cardinals for blowing the whistle on their workout.
Yeah, whistle blowing.
All because Mike Ditka walked by. All right, so there's Norm number one. Here's Norm number two. Sometimes he has a hard time when he's back on the air.
Oh, my gosh.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Mike Reiner's 50 Cent Words, Greg Williams' Back Porch Country Witticisms, and Corby Davidson's Yuck Monkey Moments on The Hard Line today at 3 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The Ticket. KTTK Dallas Fort Worth, KTDK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger. Friendly family man George, not so modest single guy Craig, and totally highly unstable Gordon. It's Dunler tomorrow morning at 5:30 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Okay, it's never good when I can get to the verse on the song that I'm playing for return music as groups.
No, it certainly isn't, Jeremy.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Oh, one second.
Big Strong Jeremy.
Hey, are we back on?
Yes, we're back on.
That's hilarious, because I'm on the phone with Fernando. Uh-huh. Norm is talking to Rich Dalrymple and Brett Daniels right now, has no idea that we're on,
you're
just like I did.
Well,
and Norm's making his way back
to the
headset. And we really need to just not do any shows outside. And we need to go back to the hotel room, Norm, because we're on the air, and we've been on the air for the last minute and a half, Norm.
Well, why didn't you call me over here, Fredo?
Because I was on the phone with Fernando.
Oh.
That's awful.
Well, I was just talking to Brett Daniels and Rich Dalrymple lining up guests for the show.
Is that Fredo's
job? We have a show. We're doing a show out
yes,
here?
Yes, we're doing a show out here. Yes, we are. I have a question about the Cowboys season.
Let me go ask someone else.
Let's just run over here and ask somebody about it.
All right, so there's two examples of distracted Norm at training camp as he walks into our room here in Oxnard. And up next, we all thought this was a knee break the other day when Jerry Jones made this announcement.
Quincy Carter was released this morning by the Dallas Cowboys. We've made a decision to move in a different direction with the quarterbacks that we have on our roster. It just was not a difficult decision, but not get into a definition of what it was about.
That was the biggest training camp e-break that we've had in recent history.
Oh, yeah. So we'll put that on Quincy for whatever he did, either this week or in weeks past. Up for an emergency break of the week.